Have you heard about a program called Top Bloke? It's a program that helps young men develop valuable skills, become more engaged in their communities, and lead a more healthy and safe lives with reduced risky behaviour. In other words, catching our young fellows when they're at the fork in that road and helping them to choose the right track with confidence. It's a pretty good thing. It's not only 1015 that thinks it's a good thing, so does the Rotary Club of Caboolture. They have recently given Rhys Anderson from Top Blokes an award. Come and meet him. Good morning, Rhys, and congratulations on receiving the Rotary Club of Caboolture's Pride of Workmanship Award for your work with Top Blokes. Thank you for staying with us, Rhys. Now, the Rotary Club recognised your outstanding contribution to developing young men in our community. We know that the program, like Top Blokes, can create a positive ripple effect like young Chris experienced throughout his entire grade. What strategies do you use to ensure that these positive changes extend beyond the program session and become lasting transformations in a participant's daily life?
Yeah, great question. So I think firstly, especially in the high school, we have what we call a supporters program. So what that means is that the young person can nominate an adult over 18 in their life. Some could be a teacher, could be the guidance officer, could be their mum, their dad, their carer, their auntie or uncle. And what that means is that after every session we do, they get a text message that afternoon saying, hey, Chris just did alcohol today, and these are a couple of questions maybe you could ask. And that just creates that conversation happening outside of the room. And what I find is really awesome about that is that a lot of the boys will come back and go, oh, my parents are human too. Like, they've done stuff, and maybe that's why they're telling me not to do certain things. And it just creates that probably more of a bond at home and having those conversations they wouldn't usually have. And the other part is we have a grad club, so boys can sign up for our grad club, which is after the program, and we run different events. So at the moment we've got a couple of things going where you can go and spend a day with Kieran Foran, the one of the NRL players at the Titans. You can go spend a day with him and connect, and we'll have some mentors there. And then also locally too, and in the school holidays, we're actually running a powerlifting event, especially for the Moreton Bay area there, predominantly for Moorefield State High School students. And yeah, they can come along and do a powerlifting session and have a feed with us and connect. So yeah, we just run little things like that so that we're not just coming in and doing a program, but we want to make sure there's connection after the program. And on top of that, you know, a lot of our schools now, we've been in for 2 or 3 years. So, you know, we invite the old top blokes to come to graduations and graduate the new top blokes that we'll be doing in a couple of weeks' time. And that just helps create a bit of a legacy that, you know, top blokes is a program everyone wants to be part of, which for me is awesome to see.
It all sounds very good, Rhys. Now, given that your exceptional work has earned you the recognition through the Pride of Workmanship Award, what is your vision for expanding Top Blokes' impact in the Caboolture region? And are there particular groups of young men or community settings where you'd like to see the program grow? And what challenges do you anticipate in this expansion?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, so I think, you know, we're heavily in there now. We've got 4 or 5 schools in the area, but I guess when we speak of growth, yeah, I have probably 4 or 5 schools that are waiting to do our program. Mm-hmm. And that I can only, and I guess that then brings the challenges of funding and, you know, we'd need more people, which means we need more funding. And, you know, we're a charity-based organisation, non-for-profit, so we rely heavily on funding and those sort of things. So, and obviously I cover quite a big area from Sandgate up to Gympie. So, but yeah, in terms of that Caboolture area, just it's really, yeah, we've got people waiting in the wings. The schools that are doing it want to do more and can't even sometimes service that either. So it's exciting to be in that, but it's sort of raises the question of, yeah, how do we then get into the more of those schools? I'm still balancing out, you know, all the other schools that we do in the other areas. So, but I'm also excited because you think in 2 years we've gone from 2 days to 5 days. Mm. So I just think, you know, in the next 2 years, what else can we do? And for me, I don't see it as a challenge. I see it as an opportunity to really embark Top Blokes heavily in the area. And, you know, with the work of Rotary and Lions and these different people being involved and yourselves on the radio helping promote us, I just feel like, you know, it's not going to be too long before we start to get into more of these schools. So I'm pretty optimistic and I can just see it growing and growing.
Rhys, congratulations again on the work that you're doing with Top Blokes in the city of Moreton. And we understand that, as you said a little while ago, that the graduation is coming up soon for this young cohort. I wonder if we could ask if there is one or even some of the young men that might like to come along in a chat with us and in a week or so after that event, hey? How does that sound?
Hi. That sounds marvellous. I've already talked to the school. We've already got a couple of the boys that we've picked out. We just need to talk to them to make sure that they're okay and their parents are okay, but we are definitely keen to do that.
Fabulous. Rhys Anderson from Top Blokes, keeping our community connected. Do you have a school that might benefit from having a mentor program like this? Or you want to catch up on any of the details that we spoke with Rhys about? Head to the 101.5 website and search podcast. Thanks again, Rhys.
No, thank you. Thanks for your time and thanks for having me on.